New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
What's the perfect thing to make for Dad this weekend, Father's Day here? What the heck is beer can chicken? I feel like I've been hearing about this for so many years that I thought it was an urban myth. And it turns out, nope, it's real. Six-time Emmy-nominated chef, Chef Plum. Find him online at chefplum.com. Plum, I'm sorry you didn't win any Emmys this past weekend, but you're still number one in our book.
I mean, I can't believe that you bring that up. Point that out.
But, I mean, that's what we're starting with?
Yeah.
That's what we go with right away.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Great to hear you. Happy Father's Day, Plum. Nope. Sorry you didn't win.
Well, I feel like we've been talking about it for weeks, and like, if you don't acknowledge what happened, we have to acknowledge it.
Wow. Okay. Really deep diving it.
I don't have any Emmy nominations. You have six. You're doing just fine, right?
Listen, it did hurt. It stinks. But, you know, congrats to all the winners. I'm not one of them.
Not good. On that note, what the heck is beer can chicken?
Beer can chicken. A delicious dish for Father's Day. Really easy and really, really fun to make. You can do it in an oven. You can do it in on a grill, which is how I prefer to do it. You can even do it in a pizza oven. This is a great dish. So first of all, it's a roast chicken. It's a whole roast chicken. You buy these things everywhere. And they're cleaned, already ready to go now.
But you buy, like, the... Not the ones in the rotisserie that are already cooked. You get
right.
a raw chicken.
No.
Right. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah.
So what we do is we take that chicken out of the package. We're going to season it up. A little bit of olive oil, salt. Remember, you're putting things on the grill, so go heavy on the salt. A lot of that salt falls off as it cooks, so go heavy on the salt. And then whatever seasoning you like, put that all over it. But then here's the kicker. You ready? We're going to take a can of beer. Now, don't use a bottle because bottles are bad. For cooking with. It's fine to drink out of a bottle, but not
explode.
To cook with. Yeah, right. But a can, right? Open it up, and you're going to, Raven, I don't know how to say this without sounding bad. You're going to stick it into the chicken
right.
on the back side of the chicken.
You're going to put it in its rump? Yeah. You're going to shove the can in its rump?
Look for the hole. Stick the can of beer in there. Now, which way are we facing the spigot, the open end, right? Into the chicken, correct?
Correct. And we're going to put the entire chicken on the grill, okay? The entire thing standing straight up so that beer can doesn't fall over. So it's standing up on that beer can. Close the grill and let it go. Let it ride. Occasionally, you'll have to turn it. And then by turning it, I mean like turn the chicken like a clock. Just turn it a little bit. But what happens is the beer starts to steam on the inside of the chicken. So you're cooking it from the inside out as well. And it gets all this delicious flavor from that beer. You know, all those different hops and different flavors that are in that beer get kind of infused on the inside of that chicken. It is so delicious. And the crispy skin on the outside, because again, the liquid is on the inside of the chicken. So the outside is full of dryness, you know, from the dry cooking from the grill. So that crisps up all that skin on the outside. So you have this beautiful crispy chicken on the outside. The inside is moist and juicy and delicious. It's fantastic. I can't emphasize enough how delicious this is. And here's the thing. People are going to say, how long do you cook it for? Well, the problem is everybody's grill is a little bit different, right? So get yourself a little thermometer, and you want to just temp it in the thickest part of the chicken. You know, I bring it to about 165, and then let it rest. That's the key thing. Resting after you cook a piece of protein like that is important because it lets all the juices naturally flow back through the chicken as opposed to just spraying out everywhere when you cut them. So,
who invented this weirdo thing and learned that this actually works?
A dude with a beer.
Mm. Yeah.
But, you know, just again, for people, for the visual, if you're uncertain about this, this is as if a naked chicken sat on a beer can inside your grill.
I've never had this, although I'm looking at pictures of it, and some of them have them side by side, so it looks like two friends in the grill sitting up.
Yep. It's nice. It's a couple
sure,
of people sitting at the bar.
Right. Cooking with beer for Father's Day, always a win.
Beer can chicken. Thank you so much. You can find Chef Plum, chefplum.com. Thank you, Plum.
Please don't bring up my losses anymore. You're welcome.
I mean, I had to acknowledge it once.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely, I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.